This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 7th, 2024. 2024 ARRL Field Day is June 22nd and 23rd. That's just 2 weeks away. There is still time to get your official merchandise in time for the event. ARRL is even offering free U.S. shipping on Field Day orders of $30 or more with code FD2024. Plus, if you use that code, you'll get a bonus 2024 ARRL Field Day pin automatically in your order. And that offer ends on Monday, June 10th. The theme for 2024 ARRL Field Day is Be Radioactive. All amateurs and prospective hams are encouraged to use the Field Day station locator at www.arrl.org/field-day-locator. Do just that. Sites are encouraged to have a get-on-the-air go-to station for visitors interested in being able to get on the air from the Field Day location. In a change to the rules for 2024, each go-to contact adds 5 bonus points, with no limit on the number of go-to contacts. We don't want people who are actively operating to hit a points plateau and give up, said ARRL Radio Sport and Regulatory Information Manager Bart Janke, W9JJ. This way, each contact adds bonus points, and it should give people a reason to stay radioactive. Complete rules and other resources for the event day may be found at www.arrl.org/field-day. We hope to hear your club on the air. Ham Radio 2024 International Amateur Radio Exhibition will be held June 28th through the 30th in Friedrichshafen, Germany, on Lake Constance. This year's theme is 60 years of islands on the air, technology meets adventure. The 47th edition of this amateur radio exhibition will bring together radio amateurs from all over the world. Ham Radio is Europe's largest trade fair for radio enthusiasts, with over 300 commercial exhibitors and associations showcasing their extensive range of products and training courses on various radio technology topics. New this year is the innovation hub of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, and the extension to 2 career days. Returning this year is Ham Camp, where young radio enthusiasts and youth organizations spend the night in the exhibition hall, connecting with like-minded individuals of the same age who share their passion for radio. ARRL will be represented with a delegation this year, greeting members and friends from the global amateur radio community and networking with other national radio societies. Tickets for the event can be purchased online at Ticket Shop, BC Friedrichshafen, gmbh.de. The Jackson Amateur Radio Club, JARC, serving the metropolitan area of Jackson, Mississippi, recently donated 2 3D printers with a retail value of $3,000 to the library system in Madison County, MCLS. Thank you, Jackson Amateur Radio Club, for all you have done for our library. We so appreciate you, said MCLS Director Tammy Terry. The $2,000 donation of amateur radio books a few months ago is already in circulation. JARC President Jim Armstrong, AK5J, added, "We enjoy our hobby a great deal, but public service and teaching the public about amateur radio is an integral part of our 75-year history here in the Jackson metropolitan area. We have worked out a formal partnership between our club and the Madison County Library System, and we are making our second donation of material and equipment and STEM-oriented programming to Madison County's libraries. Our intent is to make this support an ongoing project of our club." Dr. Frank Howe, K4FMH, Assistant Director of the ARRL Delta Division, said, "The club is a national leader in partnering with public libraries. The Gallup organization has studied libraries, finding that women and young people across the U.S. visit them at over twice the rate that they attend movie theaters. The local public library is the most common cultural crossroad in the United States." David Norris, K5UZ, Director of ARRL's Delta Division, comprising Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee, has promoted the Plant the Seed initiative. "We have been very enthusiastic about the concept and program that Dr. Howell has created. The JARC is a local area club comprised of licensed amateur radio operators. They also offer SMART, which stands for Saturday Morning Amateur Radio Time, workshops at the MCLS branches. The ARRL Library Book Set includes the most popular ARRL publications, and it is intended for ARRL-affiliated clubs and members who wish to gift or donate a set to a local library, school, or classroom. The set is available at a special price of $250, which includes U.S. ground shipping. The annual International Style On-Foot Tea Hunt wrapped up in late May at Mission Bay Park in Vacation Village, San Diego, California. This year's transmitter hunt featured a total of 34 individuals, with 29 of them attempting to locate the five hidden transmitters strategically located around the island. Bill Wright, WB6CMD, was the single team winner, with five tees found in just 35 minutes. The two-person team of Matt Tucker, N6EAU, and Ed Hall, formerly KI6JMK, took first place with five tees located in 80 minutes. The three-person, three-generation team of Tim Marshall, AJ6XP, with son Ian and grandson Isaac, found five tees in 2 hours and 15 minutes. And a second three-person team of Michael Weekly, K6MRW, Gentima, and Anna B, found three tees in just 90 minutes. There was also a five-person, three-generation team of Bill Eckerton, W6ZM, Robin Eckerton, KM6OUL, and Brian, Nikki, and Noah. They discovered five tees in 87 minutes. For more information on the international-style tee hunts, visit www.homing-in.com. The 13 Colonies Special Event will take place July 1st through the 7th, 2024. Operating times are July 1st, 1300 UTC to July 8th, 0400 UTC. 13 special call signs will be on the air, each one representing one of the original 13 British colonies that were established in 1607. Three additional bonus call signs will be on the air representing Great Britain, France, and Philadelphia. All HF bands can be used, including the WARC bands, with the exception of 60 meters. Simplex on 2 meters and 6 meters is highly encouraged. The southeastern stations on the east coast of the United States are very close to each other, so it will be harder for these states to contact each other, so use of 40 to 60 meters is encouraged there. All modes of operation may be used, including single sideband, CW, RIDI, and digital. The mode of operation is up to the individual colony state station. More information about logs, call signs, and QSL certifications can be found on the web at the annual 13 Colonies Special Event. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. ARRL Field Day is right around the corner. AMSAT holds Field Day on the satellites at the same time. Same basic rules. However, we allow you to work only one contact on an FM satellite. If you jump over to one of the sideband CW satellites, you can make as many contacts as you like with different stations. You can also make digital contacts on IO-117 Green Cube. As you prepare your submission for the ARRL, do not forget to also enter the AMSAT Field Day by downloading the rules at AMSAT.org. Click on Events, scroll down to the bottom, and click on AMSAT Field Day on the satellites. Finally, email your score sheet to me at both addresses to make sure it goes through, kk5do@arrl.net or kk5do@amsat.org. I will reply usually the same day to acknowledge I received your submission. With your submission, send a few pictures of your station, antennas, or guests watching your satellite contact. A short story is always helpful. I like to add the pictures and the stories into my annual Field Day article in the AMSAT Journal. Submissions are due by the same date and time as the ARRL submissions. Remember, test everything before Field Day. Test everything before Field Day. And test everything before Field Day. You know the one thing you did not test will fail or cannot be found at the Field Day site. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, many great contests. June 7th, it's the weekly RIDI contest. That is digital. Also on June 7th, the HA3NS Sprint Memorial Contest, CW there. June 8th and 9th, the Batavia DX contest, that's phone. And also on June 8th, the VK Shires contest, CW and phone. The Asia Pacific Sprint single sideman, that's phone. And on June 8th and 9th, the Portugal Day contest, CW and phone. June 8th and the 9th, it's the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, CW. On June 8th, it's the AGCW VHF UHF contest, that's CW. June 8th and 9th, the GACW WWSA CWDX contest, CW. And the REF DDFM 6-meter contest, that's CW and phone. And on June 8th through the 10th, it's the ARRL June VHF contest. That is CW and phone. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions. On June 9th, it's the Breeze Shooters Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention. That's in Butler, Pennsylvania. June 15th, the ARRL Maine State Convention and Ham Fest in Augusta, Maine. On June 15th, it's the Knoxville Ham Fest and Electronics Convention, sponsoring the ARRL Delta Division Convention. That's in Knoxville, Tennessee. July 12th through the 13th, HamCon Zion, sponsoring the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention in St. George, Utah. And don't forget to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention Database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Southern Counties Amateur Radio Association in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.